this speaker talks very clearly about the roots of his dialect. What you hear are the Cockney origins in this South Essex sound. So listen out for things like the TH fronting. Sometimes it's substituted with an F. ING can be dropped. The H's can be dropped. You'll get some glottaling both in the middle and at the ends of words. And also that slightly more Cockney ow sound comes through too.
Medea was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelias, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she would no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her son for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It is not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your own. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishments so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk of treason, court your own banishment.
So I was born in Basildon, which is in the south of Essex, and so that's where all of my family come from. So that kind of quite a heavy influence on my accent. But when I was two or three, moved up to a little village, sort of rural Colchester, and grew up there. And then I went to private school, so for a long time, I spoke with a sort of Essexy RP hybrid. And then when I left school, I went to a school in Ipswich for a couple of years, 3 years, and then went to quite a
rough college in Colchester. So then from that point, so that's about 16, 17, my accent slipped right away from this kind of RP hybrid and sort of became really North Essex accent. And then I had 3 years at home where I spent a lot of time with my mum, so I started picking up this real South Essex accent again. And then moved to Glasgow when just over a year ago. So then I've started picking up little tiny bits of that. But generally, I think when you move to a new place that's a completely different accent, you can go one of two ways. You can either sort of slip into that accent that you're now in, or you can really hold on to, and it becomes almost intensified, your accent. So I think my Essex accent, since I've moved up here, has become a bit more beefier than what it had been. But generally, in Essex, I think I kind of have a sort of posher accent in Essex, especially when compared to my family, which are all South Essex, which is a much more traditional, when you think of Essex accent, that's kind of the Essex accent that you'll have, is the more sort of all glottally and flatter and sort of more cockney in there than what I have, which is slightly more rural, slightly sort of slightly country almost, I'd say, country Essex.